Good morning and welcome to our Christingle service on this third Sunday of Advent. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Praise to you, O Christ. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its salty taste, it cannot be made salty again. For it is good for nothing except to be thrown out and walked on. You are the light that gives light to the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. And people don't hide a light under a bowl. They put it on a lampstand, so the light shines for all people in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and will praise your Father in heaven. This is the Gospel of the Lord. So it's Christingle today, which can mean only one thing. A return of the Christingle Ninja Orange Puppet. And that's just the adults doing that reaction. What's on your head? It's a towel. Yep. Oh, we can see that. Have you just washed your hair? You haven't just washed your hair. Okay. Are you making it a fashion statement, seeing as it's cold and you decided to go for a towel instead of a hat? You couldn't find a bowl. Why would you want a bowl on your head? I'm slightly confused at that. To hide? Why would you want a bowl on your head so that you could hide? Because that's what the Bible said. Okay. Are you sure you haven't let Laura near you with the hair clippers again? She's very good. Did she pay you to say that? Yeah, I thought so. I thought she so. So, why the towel? Oh, you've gone again. Why the towel? Because you don't want people to see your head. Okay, but why not? Because it looks a little bit strange. Well, yes, it does look a little bit strange because you have a candle and you have sweets that stick out your head. Exactly, because you're different than everybody else. Let's just check. Nobody else has got sweets coming out their head? Or a candle? Anyone? No? No? No one? It's just you, I'm afraid. And you don't want to be different. No, we're having issues with your towel, aren't we? Here we go. Let's do that. There we go. Okay, so why have a bowl over your light? Because that's what the Bible said. I'm not sure that's what I just read. You're fairly sure you're right. You were listening very hard. Okay, I'm not sure you quite got that right. I think actually what I said was that Jesus had said in the Bible that you're not to put a bowl over a light. You feel a little bit silly. Yes. To be fair, you do look a little bit silly as well. But you still have a light that comes out the top of your head. You do, but that is only for today, for Christingle. Normally, you wouldn't have that light on your head. What's it for? Well, the light is there as to remind us that we need to be kind to other people and that we need to help other people and that we need to love people just like we love ourselves. You do some of that. Yeah, most of us probably do some of that if we're honest. We don't always do that, but most of us probably do that quite a lot of the time because we're meant to shine like Jesus says. Jesus is the light that shows us what God is like. So then we're people that show other people what God is like as well. And that means that we're like a light. So you're like a light. Yeah, absolutely. You'd like the towel off. Okay, should we take the towel off? Let's have a go. Here we go. Let's show everyone your light. There we go. Shall we put the rest of your sweets in? There we go. Let's put that one in. And the other one. Somewhere around the back here. There we go. Let's put all of these back in. There we go. So now everyone can see your light that is shining. You think that's a good thing now? Are you embarrassed anymore? But you'd like to go and eat your sweets. Okay, you can go and eat your sweets. That's fine. That's fine. Oh, my goodness. So we talk a lot in a Christingle service about light and about Jesus being the light of the world. And you've all got some of you will have Christingles in front of you with a candle coming out of it, with sweets on it, and with a red band around it. And in our Bible reading, we heard about if we're a light, we should be shining. And when we do those kind things, when we say nice things to other people, we use kind words, not hateful ones, when we help other people and we don't ignore them, we're like those sparks that we had earlier from that candle on the earth, little sparks to show where God's love is. But the candle is only one part of our Christingle. What else do we have on a Christingle? Shout out at me. What else have we got on a Christingle? Let me come down a little bit. I feel far away. What else is on your Christingles? Sweets. What else? Oh my word, too many at once. There's an orange, there's tin foil, and there's red ribbon. Absolutely. So the orange represents the world around us, the world that we live in. And the red is to remind us of Jesus' love for every single one of us. It's also a reminder of the way that he died as well. And Christians believe that Jesus dying meant we could be back into a relationship with God. So that's also a reminder of that. The four sticks are for the four corners of the earth. If we think of a compass and we go north, south, east and west, and the sweets are a reminder that our food comes from all different places around the world. The tin foil that you have has a twofold reason. The first is to collect any wax that drips off the candle. But the second is that it reflects the light back. If you have a candle and a mirror, or light and a mirror, that light gets reflected back. And so that's why there is that foil there. And the light is obviously, as we've said, that light, Jesus being that light of the world, that actually we can also be like those little sparks as well, as we do the things that God wants us to do. So if you have a Christingle, and you're lucky enough to have one, I'm not sure there were probably enough for everybody, but if you have one and you'd like to come forward, I'm going to invite everyone to come forward and then we're going to light them. So we come to our time of prayer, and I'm putting my church wardens to work today. They're going to come round and bring you a pipe cleaner. So we're going to use the pipe cleaners for our prayers. Once we finish the prayers, you can make it into whatever you like. So the first shape is nice and simple. We're going to make a circle. So with our circles, we're going to pray for the world that we live in. Creator God, we pray for the world that we live in. We ask that you will help us to look after it and all who live in it. Help us to bring your light to Kimpton as we live and work in this village. Amen. Amen. So we're going to make what I can only describe as a spiral, which I did by winding it around my fingers and then letting it kind of jump open. So with our spirals, we're going to pray for people who aren't very well. So loving God, we pray for people around the world whose lives are in turmoil and chaos due to ill health or conflict, or those who have no place to call their home. We ask that you will be with them and that you will help them to know of your love and light in the world. Amen. Amen. Okay, a heart shape is your next task. So with our heart shapes, loving God, we thank you for the love that we share between each other in our families and our friends. We know that there are those in the world who do not have that love around them, and we pray for them now. We pray for those who are unloved for whatever reason, and we ask that they may know of your love today. Amen. So the next one, I want you to think of somebody that you know and who you'd like to say a prayer for. And then make their initial, in whatever way you can, with your pipe cleaner. So with our pipe cleaner initials, we pray for all those people who are represented here by the pipe cleaners. We ask that they may know of your light and your love to be with them this Christmas. We pray for those who we know who are unwell as well. And we ask that they may know of your love with them today. Amen. And then the last one is really simple. You're just going to take your pipe cleaner and wrap it around your wrist. And so, loving God, as we go into this week, as we continue our journey through Advent towards Christmas, We pray that you will be with us as we become the shining lights, those sparks for you in the world around us. Help us to be like that and do all that we can to share your love with all that we meet. Amen. And we bring all our prayers together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the lights of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts and transform your lives to bring his light to others, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. As we await for our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.